These are some of the limitations I discovered as I did my research. Special needs children. There was no information shared about children with special needs in any of the studies to discuss how they reacted to a teacher shortage or what their needs, if their needs were continued to be met or met in the appropriate way during a teacher shortage or after a teacher shortage. The teachers' education levels were not discussed in the studies or defined in the studies for us to know what level each teacher was on, as well as teachers were doing self-reporting in most of the studies. So some of their surveys or questionnaires may not be valid or accurate because they were self-reporting. Also, there was one study where only lead teachers did the questionnaires or the study. Did the questionnaires or the surveys. That was an issue because in Head Start, there is a team in a classroom, or most preschool classrooms has a team of teachers, and it's at least two teachers in a classroom. So the relationship plays a part and plays a role in the environment as well in the classroom. So just having a lead teacher give their input is one-sided versus having both teachers, the lead teacher and the assistant teacher, share their input or what they are experiencing in the classroom. Also, the time of year was not indicated in many of the studies, which in studies that researched or discussed burnout or stress, that would have been some valuable information, because depending on the time of year, also determines what your mood is and your stress level and your burnout level at that point. Research did not show teachers' work-life balance, which it didn't have to show much of their work-life balance, but if they had medical issues that may have been going on, or outside life issues that may be hindering them or hindering their work in the classroom, those also were not studied, or it had to show the impact that they had on their work life as well.